Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly is going to answer your tech questions. She's with me now. Jess, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
You've been road testing new Sennheiser on-ear headphones. Tell me more.
They're called the Momentum 4, so obviously enough, the name would give it away. This is the fourth generation of these on-ear headphones. There's no question that they're pricey, and I want to get that out of the way firstly. So they're €349.50. So this is an investment pair of headphones. However, the reason I'm interested in them is because a lot of people have been on to me over the last number of months because they're working from home or they're working in a different way to previously, and they're looking for headphones that they can wear all day long, that are comfortable, have good battery, but the mic quality is very clear for making and taking calls. And from my testing, these Momentum 4s tick all of those boxes. And what's great is that they can pair to multiple devices at once. So I have it set up with my laptop and with my phone. So if I'm editing audio on my laptop and then I can get a call, I can jump straight from one to the other, which is great. The battery life is fantastic. You're looking at around 60 hours of battery life, which is plenty. And one of the big points for me as well is the comfort. I have them here in studio, and they are incredibly lightweight, but also the cushion around the cups of the ears are very comfortable. I had a long haul flight on Saturday night and I wore them for the duration. And aren't they comfy? You've just tried them on there now.
Very comfortable. I was wondering about the microphone because when you were talking about the microphone, I expect to see a little...
A little headset, like a Britney mic. No, it's all built in.
It's all built
into the cups, which I think is really great because, again, you know, if you are someone who's working from home or if you're working from a cafe or whatever it is, the less equipment you have to bring with you, the better. These are all built in. It charges with USB-C. Some of the downsides, they don't fold down as neatly as some of the other headphones. You know the way sometimes the cups might fold in on top of themselves to make it that little bit more portable. That's not a huge issue from my side. There's excellent gesture control on the side of the cups, so you can control volume, you can answer calls, you can pause your music, you can also pinch to zoom and so on when you're trying to enable noise cancelling or the ambient sound. That's the other point. They do enable ambient sound. So if you are out and about and you want to be able to hear, you know, whether it is other people walking by you or a bit of the coffee shop sounds wherever you are, you can enable it. So as I said, look, they are expensive. But if you are looking to invest, or perhaps you have a work budget to buy some tech tools, I think these are absolutely worth doing it because it ticks all of the main boxes for day-to-day use.
Very good. Now, questions coming in. Would Jess recommend the Chromebook? That's from Niall.
Yeah, Google Chromebooks are fantastic. They're often overlooked and I'm not really sure why. They tend to be quite affordable. So the difference is they're running a particular operating system that's not Windows. So if you're doing anything that is internet-based, whether that's emails, browsing online, using Google Drive, all the rest, 100%, they are excellent devices and they're built to last as well, which is great.
Another one here. I'm not sure if this is for Jess, but I'm now permanently at home, so looking to upgrade my home office. Any suggestions?
In general, look, the big things that I would say, and there's stuff that we spoke about at the start of the pandemic, make sure that where you're working is a comfortable space. If you're working from a laptop permanently, maybe consider getting an external monitor to allow you to sit back and sit upright, because posture is so important. An external mouse and keyboard is also worth it because you want to be able to sit back. You know, you want to have your elbows at a comfortable bent position. So I do think investing in those external bits will make a huge difference. A lot of people who are working from home are now getting a standing desk adapter. I know that the Carl Henry one in Dunn Stores is around 100 quid. It sits on top of your standard desk and you can elevate it with little clips.
Okay, so you don't have to look down at your laptop.
Exactly. It also gives you the option to stand up. So I think investing in bits and pieces that will allow you to be more comfortable through your workday will be the game changer.
Could Jess recommend a secure app where I can keep my vaccine certs digitally? That's from Kate.
So if you have an iPhone, you can use it in your Apple Wallet. You can, you know, if you have a Samsung phone, you can store it in your Knox folder. There are different apps where you can store it on your phone that are completely free and very easy to use. The big thing that I've done is on any device that I've used, I've just stored it in the Files folder so it's quickly accessible.
My iPhone 11 is shutting down and restarting every 2 minutes. Not enough time to back it up and save my data. Please help. And Apple have their iPhone 14 problems too?
Yeah, there's a whole host of issues going on with Apple. So just to quickly address the iPhone 14, we know that the Pro and Pro Max went on sale on Friday. A number of people who've got their hands on it have experienced severe shaking of the device. Basically, so the camera lens is shaking and it's obviously hugely distressing because these are very expensive devices. There's no sort of patch fix being launched yet, but the concern is if it's not addressed sooner rather than later, this type of shaking could actually damage the phone in the long run. So if you are one of those people, get on to Apple as soon as possible and see what they can do for you. In relation to the iPhone 11, unfortunately, you're going to have to find the time to back the device up to ensure that you don't lose any of your content. If you have iCloud, just let it run on Wi-Fi. If you don't, you'll need to connect to a computer and back it up that way.
Jill saying it shuts down every 2 minutes. Not enough time to do a full backup.
Yeah, you'll have to plug it into the computer and try and keep it live that way, I suppose. Failing that, go into one of the select stores around the country and they'll help you, I'm sure.
I'm in the construction game and my phone keeps breaking despite all the covers I use. Is there a more robust phone or more robust cover?
Yeah, there's a phone and I think it's the XOR20. It's a Nokia phone. We reviewed it a little while ago and it is specifically made to be durable. It uses Gorilla Glass. It uses all of this very robust material to try and ensure that it won't get broken. Zag and OtterBox are the premier makers of durable smartphone covers. I'm sure you've probably tested out all of those. So it could be worth getting a more affordable but more durable phone for when you're out and about and then having a personal device for the weekends.
Is there a keyboard I can get for an iPad?
Yeah, there are plenty of them. I actually have the Logitech Keys 2 Go. It's about as thin as two sheets of paper. It pairs via Bluetooth. It comes with a little stand that you can stand your iPad in and it works with any device that takes Bluetooth, but it is highly portable and excellent. So that's the one that I would recommend.
Looking to get our 7-year-old a tablet, we've finally broken after saying we would never get him one. Any advice on a safe device that just has access to games? That's from Fiona.
So very much it's about how you set it up and enable the parental settings. So something like a Samsung Tab A would be great. If you download Google Family Link and then go into the parental controls and set it up securely before you give it to the child, you'll be able to enable and sort of disable certain aspects of the device as well.
And a final one. I have a few old laptops. I want to sell them, but there's lots of stuff on them that I really don't care about. Will someone take them as they are?
No, you'll need to wipe them all. And for your own security and protection, you're better off wiping them entirely. there are so many tech outlets and sort of refurbished outlets now that will guide you through this process. GetTech.com is a business based in Cork. Their website is great and it'll guide you through the steps to wiping and then hopefully selling them.
GetTech.com. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.